This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the second part of our Halloween Ghost Watch podcast, The Prison of the Dead. Don't forget that if you want to take part in your own ghost adventures at Shepton Mallet Prison, visit their website, sheptonmallet.com, or go to their Facebook page. Just type in Shepton Mallet Prison and the details will come up. But back now to the prison. Ah, Jenny, so I think we're just in B Wing now, aren't we?
We are, yes, yeah.
I thought you were going to bring me to B Wing and you haven't disappointed. And actually, it's so big. I mean, comparison to, obviously, because we've had a little bit of a tour earlier, but in comparison to the other two wings, this is really big. Generally, is this because this is where most people were kept in terms of the men, and there were more men in prison than women? Is that generally what happened?
Yes, it would have been. So where A Wing is, that's actually against our external wall. So they've only been able to put cells on one side because obviously they didn't want to put cells on the other side in case people started digging out because they figured out they were against the external wall. So you've got this wing, which is sort of right in the middle of the prison and sort of the main area of the prison. So this is our biggest wing. C Wing is not as big as this wing. It was added on at a later date and it was added on for the women. So there weren't quite as many women inside the prison as there were men.
And this is the area where most things have seen or happened, is it? I mean, I know generally if you watch, was it not Most Haunted, there was another one, Ghost Chasers, I think, recently. I know you said earlier you didn't have a television, so you've not seen it. But this is where they seem to want to camp out particularly and sleep down here. I don't know why you'd want to, but they did. And there seems to be a number of cells, or a cell in particular, that there's activity in here.
There is one cell in particular we do get reports from. People see a dark shadow figure. Some people can't stay in that cell for very long. There's just generally a bit of a creepy vibe about that cell that people don't like.
You're going to take us there, aren't you? Okay, let's go.
Of course
go.
I am.
So it's number 8.
It is 8 on the wands, so that means 8 on the ground floor.
Yeah.
So we're not actually at ground level right now. We're sort of one floor up, as it were, so we've got some of the hard labour sheds are underneath us.
Yeah.
So the ones being just the bottom floor of all the cells. So yes, this is the one.
Should we go in?
Let's go in.
Okay. So just coming in here, it looks exactly the same as the other 976 cells you've got. So why this one?
No idea. It's more to do with who was in here. So it's not to do with, you know, sort of necessarily, oh, this is just a creepy room because of the way it looks. It's to do with what went on in this cell, who was in this cell. Was there perhaps a particularly evil person who was in this cell and has come back to inhabit it? Was there someone who maybe was a fan of black magic and did some creepy stuff in here and has kind of sort of left a lasting effect on this cell? There's no reports, you know, there's no reports that we've got of what exactly went on in each individual cell, so we don't know for sure why this cell, but it just is.
And do we know who was in each cell from years ago, or is it, those sort of things have been lost to time?
No, we don't know. Basically, anything within the last 100 years, we don't have any records to. We don't have any access to because there's that 100-year seal on it. But also, inmates were moved from cell to cell, week to week, so they wouldn't necessarily have stayed in the cell for the whole of their sentence. They could have been moved around quite a lot. So there's no record to say who was in this cell at any one particular time. For that kind of thing, you're actually looking at talking to an actual officer who was here and who would know who was in that cell and what they were like. But again, you know, if you've got an officer who worked here for 25 years, they've only got 25 years worth of knowledge, and this is a 400-year-old prison.
Quite a way ago. So this prison closed in 2013, so 6-7 years ago. Did people report things happening in this cell and generally when it was still open as a prison, or has it all come about, you know, since it's closed and things have died down and then it's unexplained because you think, well, why is there a footsteps when there's nobody kind of walking there?
you know, when normally it's busy, you don't hear it so much.
Yeah, exactly. So when this was like a fully operational prison, you wouldn't have been able to say, oh, well, wait a minute, there's a bang there that shouldn't be there, or there are footsteps there that shouldn't be there, because there were so many people here. But there were reports, you know, people were reporting things, not actually on this wing. So I'm going to kind of hold off on that a little bit until we get to the appropriate wing.
Fair enough.
Because that one's got a lot of... It's, you know, one of our best ghost stories is actually based on that wing.
We'll go there very shortly. What's happened in this particular room then? What if people reported particularly about this cell than any other cell in the prison?
So we get reports of shadow figures. People will come in here and they'll hear things. Or they'll come in here and they'll be here for sort of maybe 5 minutes and they'll just go, no, I can't do this, I want to leave. We do get that, various people get that around the prison. We get people who can't go into the execution room. Some of our tour guides don't like A-Wing because they're just like, no, that just feels creepy. Like, every person who works here has got an area of a prison that sort of feels slightly creepier than the rest.
Okay. And this one is okay for you? You're happy to be in B-Wing and in Cell 8?
Yeah, I'm perfectly happy to be here. I don't have a personal problem with this cell. I don't feel creepy vibes or anything like that.
I can't feel anything different to when we're outside or looking in another one. So not haunted.
Try saying that at night.
Yeah, to be honest with you though, I probably wouldn't want to be in here at night generally. Particularly if you're on your own, I think. You wouldn't want to be in here on your own at night. Have you done it on your own at night in here?
I have, yes. I've done an overnight. So we do, if we've got someone hiring the site overnight or something like that, then there's only one member of staff just sort of being caretaker, shall we say. And then you've got to go around and you've got to lock up the site at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I have done that.
And have you seen anything or heard anything when you've done those sort of things?
Not that in particular. I actually find, so things will happen during the day. It doesn't have to be at night, you know. So the most recent thing to happen to me was just after the end of lockdown, I went on to C-Wing and I was up on the top levels because that's where we've got our escape room. So I was up there checking on the cells up there to see if everything was set up all right. And I actually, when I was walking along the walkway, I actually felt it was as if someone had just stroked a finger across my cheek. And I was like, okay, all right. And then I just carried on. I was like, yeah, that wasn't me. There's nothing. I obviously looked around to make sure there was nothing near my face that I brushed it against. And you just sort of chalk it up to, okay then. Like today, I was in the store cupboard and I heard a noise behind me. I just ignored it because you get used to sounds and things happening. And so I sort of got about my business. I went out, I locked the door. As it turns out, I'd locked in the cat. So I had to let the cat out. Oh, it wasn't paranormal. Yeah. And I had to let the cat out.
Yeah. Let the cat out of the bag. This one here doesn't particularly feel any different, does it? But so where are we going to go now? Where do you want to take us to?
I think I'm going to take you to A-Wing.
Okay, let's go to A-Wing. Right, we've now just entered A-Wing, is that right?
Yes, we're on A-Wing now.
And this is your particular favourite place in the whole... Or not the favourite place, but depending on which way you look at it. But this is the one you think is the most paranormally active?
We do get a lot of paranormal activity on this wing. To the point where one particular story that we've got actually got the attention of the Home Office.
Really?
So, yes. Yeah, that's why I brought you here.
Okay.
So basically, there was a lady back in the Victorian times. She was brought into this prison for murdering her fiancé. She was brought in here and sentenced to execution. And her last request was to be able to wear her wedding dress. So her family brought her wedding dress in. She spent the night in her cell, which we believe is actually cell number one.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to come and collect her the next day for her execution, they actually found that she had already died. There was no explanation as to her death. There was nothing externally pointing out to this. I don't think there was anything sort of like she wasn't ill or anything like that. She simply died overnight. And it has since been sort of supposed that she died of a broken heart, now that we know what broken heart syndrome is.
Mm.
If you sort of shoot forward to the 1970s, there starts being sort of all reports on this wing. So the inmates are actually reporting, they're asking for extra blankets because it's feeling extra cold on this wing. Now, you've been around this prison with me and you can tell, you know,
there's no particular temperature difference between the wings. So for the inmates on this wing to be asking for extra blankets is a bit weird. They're waking up in the middle of the night reporting that they feel like they're having hands around their throats or like someone sat on their chest. Some reported that they actually couldn't move when they woke up, it's like they were paralysed. They got so many of these reports coming in that the governor actually brought in two priests to come and bless the wing. That didn't work. This is when they got the attention of the Home Office. And, you know, also at this time, we're getting more reports, more sightings. That there's a figure dressed in white at the end of the wing on the stairs just there. Some apparently were reporting being able to smell perfume. And obviously at this time, this was a male prison. And this was a male wing. You know, the Home Office actually ended up sending some people down to come and spend 2 or 3 days here to come and do a report to try and figure out and give a logical explanation as to what's happening and what all the, you know, where all these reports are coming from. At the end of that, it came up inconclusive. They couldn't find the reason why all this stuff was there was no logical explanation as to why all this was happening. And as such, there really wasn't anything they could do about it. Reports still do come in. Generally, when people report seeing this white figure, it's the early hours of the morning during the winter months. So as the sun's out and we're in the middle of summer, you're perfectly safe.
Hooray.
Yep. So we do still get reports of sightings coming in on this wing as well. She's quite a sort of, well, I suppose if you can call it a famous one, for having managed to get the Home Office involved, really.
Well, it's quite something, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, for you, do you believe in what is happening, or do you think it's something else, or do you think there are people trapped here? What's your take on it all?
I personally do believe in the paranormal. I do what they call debunking, you know, when you're sort of proving that it's something's explainable. I do a lot of that, so I like to make sure that any experience I have is perfectly, like, they're going, okay, I cannot find a logical explanation for that. And there are things that have happened here where there is no explanation. And I do ghost hunting when I can, when I get the chance. And yeah, I love it. Whenever I come around the prison, you're opening up or you're closing down, you say hello, goodbye to the spirits. So it's just polite, really. We're wandering around their home. So yeah, I do believe there's something out there that we just can't explain. I'm all for that.
Well, I have to say, as you were talking, I did hear some footsteps, and I thought, oh, he has his foot. But it was a little, I thought it was Jeff who's just coming. But before he was coming, I thought I could hear like just footsteps just above us, but there's obviously nobody up there at all. I mean, is that an area that's supposed to be haunted?
Yes, yeah, people report footsteps up here. There is a particular area on the level above us. We nickname it the squeaky floorboard because you have to walk on it. You have to physically walk on that floorboard to get it to squeak, and yet sometimes, you know, completely randomly, it will squeak by itself. But if you go up there to have a look, there's no reason why it should be doing that unless you physically tread on it. So we do get a lot of reports of footsteps being heard, so you might well have heard that. Things knocking on the railings as well. We get those kind of reports coming in as well. So yeah, generally as far as the activity goes, it's quite high. I don't get a lot of chance to sort of investigate on this wing, but it is one of the most sort of haunted parts. We have quite a lot of the most haunted parts of the prison, but we're just very haunted. It depends who you are and where you go as to where you experience the most activity.
Great, okay. Is there somewhere else in the A-wing that you'd like to explore, or do you want to move us to somewhere else?
I'm going to move you to execution.
Oh, lovely. Okay, let's go there.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.